You go to the laboratory at 3:15.
Y va al laboratorio, falta 15 después de las 3.
At the North Country Healthcare Clinic in Flagstaff, nurse midwife Tisha Kazel preps a patient for her pregnancy exam. A Spanish interpreter translates for Kazel.
Así de esta manera.
About 20% of North Country's patients in Flagstaff are Hispanic. And 2 years ago, after state lawmakers passed SB 1070, healthcare providers at the clinic say many of their Hispanic patients stayed away.
Once we started to talk to them while this law was being placed on hold, then, you know, they kind of started to have trust in us again and come back.
Medical assistant and Spanish translator Alma Moctezuma.
But I think it may be happening again just because I haven't seen very many and I haven't been pulled to interpret very often.
Moctezuma thinks undocumented immigrants may be staying away because of the Supreme Court's decision in June to uphold a key part of SB 1070. It requires police officers to check the status of people they suspect are in the country illegally. Northern Arizona University researchers shared Moctezuma's concerns, and they wrote an article for last month's American Journal of Public Health asking what health effects SB 1070 could be having.
What does it mean when people are afraid to leave their homes, even in the absence of enforcement, because they're afraid of getting deported or arrested?
Lisa Hardy is an assistant professor of anthropology at Northern Arizona University and the lead author of the study.
What does it mean if someone's not getting their HIV medication, if they're not getting vaccinated, if they're not playing in the parks, if they're not going to the store to get healthy food for their families?
Hardy's research team asked residents of Flagstaff's Sunnyside neighborhood how SB 1070 was affecting them. They also interviewed healthcare and social service providers, police officers, and community leaders. Hardy says plenty of people told researchers that SB 1070 was keeping Latinos away, from doctor's appointments, from the pharmacy, from reporting sexual assaults to the police. But she says no one was willing to express their concerns on the record.
They can't even talk about what they've seen for fear of losing their jobs.
Roxana Denise is a translator for Spanish-speaking patients at North Country's Flagstaff Clinic. She says since the Supreme Court's decision, a sense of fear has gripped Flagstaff's Hispanic community.
They definitely would think twice about leaving their house for any reason at all, and that includes their visits. That means that they're missing their vaccines. That means they're missing their preventative care.
And that means they could be jeopardizing public health by spreading illnesses at school or work. But State Senator John Kavanaugh from Fountain Hills says if undocumented immigrants are not seeking health care, that's good news.
If the study has said that it's doing that, then that's one more good to review for SB 1070.
And if public health is jeopardized because people don't go to the doctor?
That's one more reason why we need to apprehend and deport illegal immigrants so that they don't do this.
Governor Jan Brewer's press aide, Matthew Benson, says SB 1070 does not require doctors to check patients' immigration status and should not prevent people from going to the doctor.
You would hope that, to the extent possible, they are getting immunized so as to protect the rest of us.
The report does not measure the impact of SB 1070 on public health, but it calls for more research to do just that. Dr. Eric Henley is the chief medical officer at North Country and wrote the article with Hardy.
I just think it's something that we all need to be aware of when we propose these kinds of bills that are anti-immigration, how it might affect health, both of the people that are targeted, but also for the greater community.
The report says since the passage of SB 1070, state lawmakers in other states have introduced more than 1,500 bills related to immigration. 30 of those bills seek to limit health care benefits for undocumented residents. For Arizona Public Radio, I'm Shelley Smithson.